Dear Founder, I'm your host, Lindsay Pinchuk. At 30 years old, I founded my first company with just $500, building it to reach 3 million people and generate seven figures in revenue for 6 years straight, all before I sold it. A decade later, I exited with one goal: to support other women in business through their own entrepreneurship journeys. As an entrepreneur, you wear every hat. You burn the midnight oil, and most of all, you pour your heart and soul into everything you do. But there's no blueprint for success. Every week on Dear Founder, you'll get to sit in as I pick the brain of some of my closest female founder contacts. Save yourself time, money, and hassle listening to the lessons of those who have already done it. You'll also have the chance to hear about my own founder journey, how I built my first company, and now how I'm building my second, as I share solo episodes filled with actionable lessons and steps that you can apply to your business immediately. Make sure to subscribe now so that we can build our businesses together each and every week. Now, let's get into today's episode. So earlier this week on Dear Founder, Kristen Schroyer shared with us the story of co-founding One Hope Wines. In the beginning, they were doing everything wrong, and Kristen laughed about this in our episode. It was almost illegal. As she described, they were selling wine out of the backs of their cars without a distributor, and just nothing was really legal, but they were young and they were learning. But a pivotal moment in their founding story was when they were approached by a member of the Mondavi family who later became a mentor and an investor in their business. And it was in this moment that their entire business changed. They all of a sudden had someone who knew and understood the wine business, the processes, both operationally and from the sales perspective, and how to simply run a successful winery. They had someone that they could ask advice of and someone who could help them to make the right decisions and offer the right connections in order to propel their business forward faster. And in this relationship, this team of founders, and there were eight of them. So if you haven't listened to this episode, it's really interesting to hear the perspective of a company that was founded by eight founders. But in this relationship, they gained the type of mentor that honestly any business owner would welcome with open arms. And I'll share a quick personal story with you, because mentorship isn't just about like one or two meetings or a quick lunch, or, you know, it's not just networking. And I'm going to get into what mentorship could mean for your business in a minute, but I want to share a personal story. At my very first job, I made a connection with someone senior to me. For the last 23 years, she has been my biggest cheerleader and someone who I consider one of my biggest mentors. And she would joke now that she's learning from me, and in a way, she has. But early in my career, she saw potential in me, and she introduced me to people for jobs. She wrote my recommendation for grad school. And as time went on, she cheered me on in every career move I made. And I did the same for her. She celebrated my promotions when I was in corporate America, and she was the first to take me to dinner when I sold my company. And in return, I've shared my own knowledge and wisdom, especially as I've grown into my own career. I've also contributed to fundraisers and other endeavors that she's chaired, and similarly, I've cheered her on every step of the way too. And not only is she a mentor, but she has become one of my closest friends. This is a person, though, who has always been and will always be a mentor to me. And I share that because mentorships do come in different forms, but they evolve over time. And you can have a mentor that, you know, you might start off meeting with once a year, and something happens in your career and you end up talking to them and meeting with them more, or you develop a friendship with them, like in my case. You know, this is a person that I know I can count on for anything. Success in your business is more than just having a solid idea. It's about navigating the challenges and seizing the opportunities and finding the support that you need along the way. And for many female business owners, mentorship plays a crucial role in their journey to success. And I'm going to get into this and what this means. Now, it's important to understand the actual role of a mentor. It's not just someone who you can call on for advice. And it's not just someone who you could pick up the phone and say, can you do me a favor? Mentorship is more than just a professional relationship as well. It's a partnership, and it's built on trust and guidance and mutual respect. In my opinion, mentorship is essential for female entrepreneurs, Because when you have the right mentor can really and truly push you to achieve your goals and to achieve anything, and also to do so faster. So there are many reasons to seek the advice of a mentor, and I want to give you five of them. So number one, mentors can help you to navigate challenges. Now, as a female entrepreneur, even if you're a male entrepreneur, if you're an entrepreneur and you're running a business, you're going to encounter unique obstacles. You're going to encounter challenges along the way and along your path to success. And even the most successful female founders encounter challenges every single day. A mentor who has walked a similar path as you or the one that you want to offer can offer valuable insights and advice on how to overcome these challenges with confidence. So when you're thinking about who you want to seek out as a mentor, and we're going to get into that in a second as well, think about someone who's accomplished what it is that you want to accomplish. Now, number two, a mentorship builds confidence. Self-doubt is an inherent human trait, and it's very common amongst entrepreneurs, especially when we are faced with our toughest decisions or especially when we are set back. But a mentor can serve not only as a cheerleader who provides encouragement and reassurance during this time, these times of uncertainty, but they also can provide you with the belief in your abilities that can boost your confidence and really propel you forward. A mentor knows exactly how to push the right buttons to push you in the right direction. And it's important that you find someone who you can trust, who will help you to build that confidence. Number three, a mentor can help you to expand your network. One of the most significant benefits of mentorship is the opportunity to expand your own professional network with theirs. Your mentor likely has a vast network of contacts and connections that they can introduce you to, ultimately opening doors to new opportunities or partnerships, collaborations, jobs. Like I said, when I was sharing my own story at the top of this, the mentor that I was talking about has always reached out to me about job opportunities. And in fact, later ended up hiring my husband, not once, but twice. So you can see how that works to your favor when you have a good mentor. Within my own group mentorship, not only do the women network and learn from me and whatnot, but they learn and help one another as well. So they're also, you know, gaining from each other's connections. But in addition, I often connect them with women outside of our group, Marketing Made Simple, women who are in my network that they can collaborate with, hire for tasks that I might not provide, or connections that I just think could help them and their business go further. This is a huge part of mentorship, and it's one that I value amongst my own mentors, and it is a huge, huge, huge reason to seek out the correct mentors for yourself. Number four, with a good mentor, you will learn from their experiences. And experience is one of the most valuable assets that a mentor can offer. You heard me say, find someone who's accomplished what it is that you want to accomplish. But it's not just the end game, right? It's someone who will share their own successes, their failures, lessons that they've learned, you know, be able to point out like this might not be the best path because X, Y, and Z. You might want to take A, B, and C route instead. This is why. They can help you to make informed decisions as you grow your business. And they can show you how things that they've done in the past have either helped or hurt their own business and in the end save you time and hassle to help you to do it faster. And then last but not least, a mentor can help you with personal growth. You know, I definitely would say when I was sharing the story about my own mentor at the top of this, that mentorship goes beyond just business advice. It's also about personal growth and development, and a mentor can help you to really seek out your own strengths and weaknesses. They can help you set goals. They can help you develop a roadmap for reaching those goals. So those are just five ways that a mentor can help you and can help you along the path to business success faster. And in a minute, we are going to get into how to find your mentor. Hi guys, it's me, Lindsay. I just came home from a trip to Baltimore for a speaking engagement, and the most amazing thing happened. Two of the incredible women currently enrolled in my online community and group mentorship, Marketing Made Simple for Small Business, came to hear me speak. Each of them drove about an hour to get to this event. Now, having them there to support me was everything. One, I've talked to them both so many times on Zoom, both in our group and one-on-one, but I had never met them in person. Now, this whole experience of having them come and be there, it reminded me that even though they're in my mentorship, our relationship is equally as important to me as it is to them. And it also made me realize something else, that Marketing Made Simple is so much more than a mentorship. It is one of the most supportive communities of women that I have ever been a part of. And as the leader, I sometimes, often, pinch myself that I am lucky to be a part of it. So as we talk about mentorship on today's episode, I want to share with you how you can join my online community and group mentorship, Marketing Made Simple for Small Business. This is a group mentorship program for women-owned businesses. You'll work to create effective content, messaging, and a marketing process to connect with your community, build awareness, and drive sales. But we also work on simple business tactics and other strategies outside of just marketing. This is a program that combines small group strategy sessions, one-on-one Q&A and accelerator calls with me, community support, and a ton of digital resources designed to give you the step-by-step instructions and guidance that you need for brand growth. And all the while, all of these things are included, I would say that the most valuable are the relationships inside the group and the support that you'll receive within our amazing community. I just opened the doors for our spring cohort of Marketing Made Simple for Small Business, and you can still get in before the end of the month. Use the code FOUNDHER for 20% off. Plus, you're going to want to act fast. I have added an amazing bonus, a second one-on-one accelerator call with me for all new annual memberships. If you've already enrolled in the spring cohort, don't worry. You'll absolutely get to take advantage of this too. If you have any questions, simply DM me or email me. Click the link in the show notes for more information. And now back to the show. So now I want to get into how female entrepreneurs and small business owners can find the right mentorship opportunities. So here are a few tips to seek them out and to get started. So number one, you want to seek out role models, right? Like you want to look for successful women who are in your industry or your niche or your community who you admire and you respect. Reach out to them and express your interest in learning from their experiences. I can tell you from my own experience being on the receiving end and reaching out to others that most successful women have had and continue to have mentors of their own, and they are willing to pay it forward as well. Number two, join networking groups. Attend networking events, join industry-specific groups, participate in online forums where you can connect with other entrepreneurs and potential mentors. Come to a Dear Found Her live event. We have them both in person and virtually, where you do meet other women that you can start relationships with outside of our events. And if not our events, find other networking groups in your area. You can also visit the local Chamber of Commerce and see if they have any networking events, or simply search, you know, female-founded networking or networking for women in business. And I am sure you have something close to where you are. Number three, be proactive. You have to understand that a good mentor can help you to achieve your goals faster and more efficiently, and that is key, okay? Understanding that a good mentor can help you to achieve these things faster is really key to making this successful. So don't wait for mentorship opportunities to come to you. It's very rare that people will seek you out and be like, hey, I want to mentor you. Can I mentor you? They might, but if you know of someone that you would like to learn from, reach out, take initiative, and ask them for guidance. My biggest advice here is to be clear about what you hope to gain from the relationship and how you can contribute in return. A mentorship is a two-way street, and it's one that you will put into as well in order to make it work for both of you. And number four, ask people in your own network who you're close to. Say, you know, I would like to find a mentor, because this is a great way to seek one out. People who know you and know what you would be looking for, ask them. Let them know you're seeking out a mentor and ask if they have anyone in mind who they can introduce you to. Be clear with them about what you're looking for and what you're hoping to achieve, and see if they have any suggestions. And then last but not least, stay open-minded. Keep an open mind when you seek a mentorship. Your mentor doesn't necessarily have to be someone who looks like you or has the same background as you or grew up the same place as you or went to the same school as you, but it's really important to find someone who shares your values and who understands your goals and is committed to supporting your success, someone who you will feel supported by, and that is key. Mentorship is a really powerful tool for female entrepreneurs looking to navigate the complexities of business ownership and really reach their full success. So when you seek out guidance and you build meaningful relationships and you embrace the experiences and the knowledge from those who have come before you, you're not only helping yourself in your own business ventures, but you're helping to create a more supportive and inclusive entrepreneurial ecosystem for women everywhere. So don't discount the value of a good mentorship. If you like today's conversation, I would love it if you left a 5-star rating and a review so that others can find this conversation. All you have to do is go to ratethispodcast.com/dearfounder or click the link in the show notes to have to leave a rating or review wherever it is that you podcast. If you know someone who we should meet, please send them our Meet a Founder link from our show notes. We will introduce them to our community on our social media and our website later this year. And if you haven't filled out the form in our show notes, please make sure that you do, because we want to introduce you to our community. But for now, I want to thank you for listening and thank you for being here. Have a great rest of the week and weekend, and we will see you on Tuesday with a brand new female founder to introduce you to.